Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Tony Colombo. I am here with my co-host, Bo Matthews. Good to see you.
Tony.
Yes.
Who picked that music?
I don't know. It could have been me.
Hi, it's Aaron Turrell from Southern Army, the former guy that was here all the time.
Was that Nickelback?
No, that was the Beastie Boys. That's as good as it gets.
And I'm sitting here looking at, like, you know, Chad. And Chad is, like, just purposely ignoring me.
That was old school. No,
that was old school Beastie Boys.
I've heard of it. My wife is a huge Beastie Boys fan.
Oh, yeah?
Huge. Oh, ridiculous.
I love
the song selection. I was like, okay, I'm going to get something Tony will like. I'm going to get something I would like. And then I'll try to find something Bo like. He never likes it. He's almost like you, Aaron. He doesn't like anything.
Didn't like anything.
I like it all. And everybody,
I got a great song for him.
And for the record, everybody in the room loves Nickelback. Don't say anything other than that. Come on,
Tony. No,
don't be a hater. Come on,
not a.
Anyway,
not
a fan.
No, not at all.
What is this Nickelback?
They're not good. Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, is here in studio with us this week. Usually, Jones is on the phone for the beginning of every show, but it's great to have you in. Back in the studio with us.
Feels good.
Yeah.
This is not my spot, Bo.
Where's your spot?
Right where you're at.
You know, it's funny you say that because when my wife and I go to a restaurant, she knows that I want my back up against a wall so I can see the room, right?
Right, yeah.
And maybe we are cut from the same cord because I specifically like having this wall behind me in case, you know, something goes down. Tony loses it, you go crazy. Chad, I'm keeping my eye on you, man.
There's a table between you and Chad. But no, my wife, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. It's like my wife's the same way. She'll walk into a restaurant and immediately yield to me so I can have the spot facing the door.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And my wife does that. And sometimes she doesn't know which one I want, but she will always ask, where do you want to sit?
Yeah. She's got it pretty well down. And I've got my daughter trained really well. So if you follow me on Facebook, you know, me and Piper hang out. I just started a page. I've been having this debate with everybody. This is kind of like a dad thing. This is probably has nothing to do with Second Amendment.
That's all right.
So it's called the Adventures of Piper and Daddy. Okay, and it's like, you know, I came up with the name, so you know, judge me if you want to. But it's on Facebook, so you can go over there and give it a like. I haven't really done much with it because I didn't know what I was going to do with it. But
do you do that, Tony? When you go into a restaurant and you have a seat, or
I have all kinds of weird things like that.
Well, you say you're OCD, correct?
Yeah.
Is that a trigger for me to mention that you're OCD? Because I'm OCD
not at all.
Too.
No, not at all. No,
like that just trigger you?
Yeah. No, like you know. Where you sleep, like if we're in a hotel room, you know, closest to the door, if we're going for a walk,
closest to the AC.
If we're going for a walk, I have to be closer to the street. You know, I can't.
That's a gentleman thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just all kinds of, like, I have it in just about every aspect.
We're a dad thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got my daughter trained now where she also faces the door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's nice. Great. I got some good photos yesterday.
Good stuff. There's a whole lot to talk about in the Second Amendment world. There's some stuff happening in the Missouri legislative session that we'll get into in a little bit. We're also going to have a guest on in the next segment. There's about a week left in waterfowl season here in the state of Missouri. And in the next segment, we're going to talk to...
I'll say it like this because Tim Grounds is, if you think, and I won't bring it up when we have him on the phone because I don't want to offend him, but it was explained to me that Tim Grounds, that name in Southern Illinois, is the equivalent in the goose world that Phil Robertson is in the duck dynasty world.
Mm-hmm.
And he never had a TV show. He had a lot of videos and stuff, but they built Goose Calls. And I'll share the story with Hunter because I've never met Hunter or talked to him, but he is carrying on the legacy because his father was killed. Tim Grounds, the goose hunting legend, killed last year in an ATV accident, of all things. So I was at Busch Stadium a couple of years ago, and I'm doing a thing, and he didn't want to go in. Anybody that likes to be in the woods don't like big crowds, and he did not want to go in, but he had friends there. So him and I hung out for like 2 hours talking, and he was just a great guy, just I mean, just cut from the same cloth as Phil Robertson. Good dude, good Christian man. And so I found out after he passed, his son is definitely carrying on that legacy of the Goose Calls. So we're going to talk to him.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. Yeah. Can't wait for that. And Aaron's going to be here for the entire show with us. Before we dive into the stories, what is the latest happenings at Southern Armory?
So SHOT Show just got done, so we're expecting a bunch of releases. So if you kind of follow us, you know, like we're taking back orders for like the Ruger 5.7 that just came out, so you can get your name on the list. Call up, tell Jess, hey, I want to get on the list for the 5.7. She'll get your name, she'll get your phone number. We'll call you when they come in. The list right now is short, and I'm using that like air quotations. You guys can't see that, but it's like 10 people, right?
Yeah.
You know, and people are like, 10 people. Well, I mean, you know. It's short. You probably see that list go up to about 40 or 50 people.
Right.
So yeah, it is a pretty nice gun.
Yeah, it is going to be a very big seller because the 5.7 that was in the market for handguns came from FN. It was like a $1,300 pistol. So, you know, this is going to be much better price point and made right here in the USA. So get your name on the list. Call Jess. We're a stocking Glock dealer again and Blue Label dealer again this year. We renewed all that stuff. Glock said, yep, absolutely. So if you want a Blue Label Glock or a Glock in general, you can come in, chat with us. We'll get you set up. Suppressors are starting to sell. Again, we've been selling more and more of those. Surprisingly limited availability. Been talking to other owners across the country, and they're like, hey, are you having trouble getting this brand and that brand and that brand? And I'm like, yeah, actually, strangely enough, I just thought it was us. They're like, no, we are too. And I'm like, huh. And then, you know, kind of looking back, I'm like, yeah, we are selling, you know, a few more suppressors. So kind of an interesting little.
So that's a manufacturer thing, not a government thing.
Yeah, I think so. We are starting to see those NFA items, the suppressors, short barrel rifles, those kind of things starting to come back a little quicker too. Mm-hmm. So I think people are maybe starting to go, well, hey, you know, I can.
It's been a couple months since we talked about that, but the last time we did, they were like. Coming back in record time.
Yeah, they were coming back really fast.
What's the average wait time right now?
We're still telling people 4 to 6 months.
Uh-huh.
But
it used to be,
you know, 14 months.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say 12. Yeah, months, but 12, yeah. 14 months.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely cutting down, way down on that stuff. And talking to other dealers, too, they're like, yeah, there's no rhyme, no reason. Sometimes I get them back in like 12 weeks. Sometimes I'm getting them back in like 14, 16 weeks. We're still telling people 4 to 6 months. But it's still half the time is what it was. So I guess people are just buying them. Buying more. That's kind of an interesting.
And again, the process is you've got to come in, you've got to pay for the clearance. You have to pay for the item, pay for the clearance.
Yeah, $200 tax stamp, and then you have to submit your fingerprints over and a photograph, and then they'll mail everything back once they've done the fingerprint background.
And
check.
What's the quickest you've been had somebody approve?
10 weeks.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, 10 weeks.
Jeez,
and
that's
that, keep in mind, that's like a week to get there, because it's U.S. Postal Service, and then a week to get it back.
Yeah.
And so really, it was probably about 8 weeks, for, you know, in hand. And really, the average time it spends in an examiner's hands is, I think I saw 3 or 4 minutes. So they
Do you think it will go back at some point to that 12 to 14 month waiting period?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of interesting. I think we're kind of at a lull.
Yeah.
Right now, so you know.
So either way, like do it now. If you've been thinking about it, don't wait.
Yeah, now's the time.
Even if you don't think it's going
to
go back to those days, you just never know. It could.
And it's interesting because you know we're seeing a lot of consolidation, and we had been seeing a lot of consolidation. I'll tell you what I saw the other day. You know, we've been getting the 2020 catalogs in, right? And so you know, Piper and I like to sit and look at guns, and we were at a unrelated convention, and they had a holster on the table. You know, we're looking through electronics. And they had this holster on a table with a BB gun in it. She goes, oh, look, Daddy, a gun. Right? She's getting really articulate for two. It's great. And I go, very good, Piper. And do we touch it? She's like, no. And she put her hands in her pockets. I'm like, ah, awesome, Dad, right there. All right. So like proud dad moment. So she got a magnifying glass out of the deal, $5. And it's pink. So anyway.
That's cool.
I know. We had a lot of fun. Me and her were sitting and we're looking at the SIG catalog, right? You know, we order right from SIG Sauer if we need to. If we can't get it through through our distribution, we can go right to SIG and say, hey, do you have this gun sitting in the warehouse? Yep, you do. here's the money, send it to us, and they'll send it out, you know, within a day or two to us, and you get the gun pretty quick, and you get it right from SIG. It hasn't been sitting in a warehouse somewhere. And that there's a born on date on all the SIG boxes too, so it's a pretty fresh born on date. But anyway, so we're looking at the SIG catalog, and I'm a 1911 kind of guy, you know, so I like 938s and 238s, and my wife's got a ton of 238s. She like collects them because they do like these limited editions, and I'm like, wow, there's four. That's it. Like they used to have like 16. You know, and they've got four. That's it in the entire catalog for 2020.
Wow.
Down from like that 14, 15, 16 mark, plus all the special editions they were to release. They're down to like the Legion and then like a higher end trim and a rubber grip one. I forget what the other one was. It was inconsequential. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was like, wow, this is insane. So then I'm like going through the rest of the catalog, right? And they've really, really trimmed down the catalog. It is not the old, you know, for the SIG guys, you know, I'm talking about. It's like, you know, they had like the TAC Ops, they had the SAS, they had this, they had like anything you could imagine. And it wouldn't be uncommon to see like 8 to 10 or 12 guns in a trim. And it's not like that anymore, you know? So I was shocked. And I knew they had been consolidating some lines over the past few years. Like, hey, we're taking away the no night sight guns. You know, it makes sense. It's like we're just gonna do night sight guns. We're gonna eliminate like a couple models off this, so we don't have to produce them. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, industry's slowing down. It makes sense. They've really trimmed it down. I think you're gonna see a lot of manufacturers doing that. You know, Colt. If you guys follow me, you know the KSDK story that came out and chatted with me about Colt getting out of the commercial market. They called it the civilian market. It's like it's the commercial market. Let's get real. So you know, it's all terminology.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, Colt has withdrawn from the commercial market. SIG has trimmed down lines. Springfield Armory, they have trimmed lines. So it's going to be interesting kind of moving forward, especially this year, because, you know, Trump's up for re-election. So the point I'm trying to get to is if you want a gun, now is the time to come in and buy one, because A, they're trimming the lines down. So if you wanted a gun that was from 2019, okay, now's the time to get it because the wholesalers are closing it out. And once they're closed out, they're not reordering the SKU. The manufacturer's no longer going to ship it. It's gone.
But is it just simply they're only selling the guns that are hot?
Right. It's a supply and demand. They're limiting the market down.
Right. Because you can go get a great deal on a pickup truck. Yeah. But you can get a way better deal on a pink pickup truck or an orange one, or you know, one that wasn't very popular.
Yeah, I would agree. And you know, it's funny because we went to the car show too, another Daddy Piper thing. And you know, it's like with Ford, you know, it's like you have the my buddy's got a Mustang, so we went over and looked at those, and it's like you either get this package or a GT.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's kind of like, you know, but back in the day, you know, Ford, you get like the XL, XLS, XLT, right, Eddie Bauer. Right. You had like, you know, 10 different trim lines just on the Explorers.
It's forced consumption is what it is.
Yeah, it is. And so that's what is kind of coming down. I guess the farmers market's kind of taking it from the car industry. They're really narrowing stuff down. So like I said, if you want a gun that was a last year's gun, get into the store, talk with Jess, get it ordered, because they're leaving the wholesalers, man. Once they're gone, they're gone. We had a guy in the other day who wanted a 1911 from Springfield Armory. And with that being said, you know, it was just not available. And
he
was super upset. My wife goes, well, what was the price? And my wife tells the price. That's a good price. He's like, I'm finding them for way more than that. My wife's like, yeah, because it's now there's a limited number of them that's going to hold, you know, people are wanting MSRP plus.
Right.
And I just got, of course, my wife just texted me, if you haven't recorded the segment yet, let everybody know that we just got our pepper spray, stun guns, personal arms, and stuff in from Saber. And then we do pepper spray classes. We've seen an uptick in pepper spray, especially with some of the recent shootings.
Yeah.
We've had churches, people
from I think that's definitely an important market that people have been taking advantage of. I know, like, you know, my 16-year-old daughter who just started driving a few months ago, you know, she's not ready to have a gun in her glove box, but I'm going to make sure that she has pepper spray in her glove box in her purse.
I keep pepper spray in all the vehicles. You know, also we do the campus safety classes, and they have like the campus safety kits that have some stuff in it. So, I mean, I know it's only just February, but your kids are going to be graduating and getting those acceptance letters. before you realize it for college. You know, probably here March, April, you know, graduating in May,
right,
and they're going to be out the door.
We need to take our first break, but Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory going to be here for the entire show with us. Before we wrap this up, how can people find you?
Yep. So Southern Armory is located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road. You can find us on Facebook at Southern Armory. You can find us on Second Amendment Radio and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
There it is, back live in the studio. We are going to take this first break. When we get back, we are going to talk to Hunter Grounds about goose hunting. I know there's about a week to go in the waterfowl season here in the state of Missouri, and we'll talk about that with Hunter when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Am I not paying attention? Are you trying to get...
You missed it all. I got my lighter out. I'm like, yeah! Chris Stapleton!
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here. I was looking at the goose and duck season here in Missouri, because we're going to talk to Hunter Grounds here in just a second, and I was trying to make sure I knew the exact date, and it's February 6th. We got about a week to go. This is the final week.
Couple days, yeah.
Yeah, and I look up out of the corner of my eye, and I see Chad, like, waving his hands like a crazy person.
Start talking!
Start talking, because Bo is going to start singing if you don't do something.
Yeah, and we fist bumped and everything.
We did, we did. It was awesome.
All I smell is Zippo fluid.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no kidding.
That wasn't the... That wasn't
I smell
the,
it too.
That wasn't the lighter app, pal.
Right. That was the real deal.
It was.
So, legit.
Yes, welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews and producer Chad Ellis and Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, in studio with us for this entire show. Want to remind you, as I mentioned, we're about ready to talk to Hunter Grounds, who has a huge family legacy in the goose hunting community, especially in the state of Illinois. Can't wait to talk to Hunter here in just a minute. And we have these great conversations every week here on Second Amendment Radio. And if you miss any of them or you want to hear them again, don't forget you can download our podcast. It's absolutely free. You can get the podcast in several places, but the best place to get it is the radio.com app. Download the radio.com app and favorite the radio station. Once you do that, you have one-stop shopping. You have everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can utilize the radio rewind feature, which gives you the ability to rewind live radio. And like I said, you have access to all the podcasts here on the station, including Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. When you get on that app and you favorite the radio station, scroll down, you'll see the word podcasts. Then you can just find the podcast for Second Amendment Radio. You could just push the subscribe button and you get all the podcasts all the time, or you can download the podcast one at a time, however you want to do it. Don't forget, we are also now providing the podcast for the show before the show airs. You can download this podcast every Friday morning, every week on Friday morning. Show obviously airs on Saturdays and Sundays, depending on which radio station you're listening to, whether it be 97.1 or KMOX. But you can get the podcast ahead of time. So if you're going out and enjoying the great outdoors throughout the weekend, you can listen to the show then. And we've just started providing a second podcast every week, our podcast exclusive that doesn't air on the radio, and that's going to be available on Mondays. So you'll have a couple different chances every week to download a podcast from Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors and take us with you everywhere. And again, all of it absolutely free.
And all of that, he just told me 15 minutes ago to explain where I can find the podcast. So thank you. You explained it very well, actually.
Thank you. So before we talk to Hunter Grounds, every time we're talking about hunting here on the show, it is...
Razorback Armory brings you this segment, and Razorback Armory, a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts on Manchester Road, a half mile east of 270, and online at RazorbackArmory.com.
So, so now let's bring Hunter into the conversation. Hunter Grounds, thank you for joining us here on Second Amendment Radio. Great to talk with you. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys? Thank you guys for having me on here.
Yeah, you bet. No, it's really exciting to talk to you. Like I said, here in the state of Missouri, this is the final week. Got a handful of days left to take advantage of waterfowl season. I think duck and goose hunting run congruently here in stop on the same day in the state of Missouri. You may have missed out in Illinois, but before we get into it, Hunter, kind of explain your background. I know your father is a legend in the goose hunting community, particularly in the state of Illinois, but also just across the country. Tell us, for people who don't know, a little bit about that family background and, you know, how goose hunting became such a big part of your life and your family's legacy.
Well, it started with several different people. You know, my grandpa, they used to, he more rabbit hunted than, you know, upland hunted. It was a couple different guys, not just family members, that they got him into it and guiding, and then kind of got into the call making business whenever he was in his, 18 to 20 years old. A guy by the name of Abe Lewis. He was guiding one day next to him, and Dad was eager to learn, and they ended up making a long story short. He, they traded out a little deal. He went and got him some double cheeseburgers and a milkshake from Dairy Queen, and Abe ended up started helping him out, you know, a little bit, just kind of teaching the tools of trade. And there was Keith and Charlie Hess. There was that was one on the short reed style of once he started making calls and modifying the old K-50. He got in with Charlie and Keith Hess, and they come up and they helped him design the short reed. And that was the calling side of it, to make a long story short. But then the goose, the hunting, he just always had a passion of fooling those things. And it was just something that drove him off. He always loved the outdoors, but it was something that really got a hold of him. And then now that whenever, you know, I come about, I didn't have any choice. You know, that's all I heard. And it was just kind of a bred into me. And I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been this, you know, Southern Illinois, it used to be the heart of the migration, you know, all the way down to where the Mississippi and the Ohio meet. You know, this things have changed over the years, and it's not as good anymore. But as far as the hunting aspect goes, it was bred into me.
Well, hey, Hunter, I got a question for you. I talked to, is it your grandmother, Judah, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I talked to her before I actually got to talk to or get to this set up. I asked her, I thought, man, I bet you've got a lot of good goose recipes. And she said, nope, it's too gamey for me. She goes, I got one good recipe. So, Hunter, my question is it delicious? Do you eat what you harvest?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't eat a lot of goose. I do eat more ducks than I do geese. We give a lot of them away. I've got several guys that do like goose. But, putting a duck on a kebab on the grill and wrapping it in bacon, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm in.
If it's done right, it is good. It is good, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we always take goose and put it in green peppers with bacon. And throw it right on the grill.
Oh, boy.
And my wife says it tastes like filet mignon.
Ooh.
So that's snow goose, you know, so I mean, we're going after pretty... You know, pretty decent sized stuff.
So, Hunter, everybody got, you know, the whole country got introduced to duck hunting with the Robertson family and, you know, the television show and all that. But for people who don't know the difference, what is the difference between duck hunting and goose hunting? Is it a large difference? Is it two completely different sports, or is there a lot of similarities in the two?
Well, there's a lot of similarities, but when it comes to killing a goose, you can, you know, a goose to the grazer, they'd rather, eat grass and be in a grass field. I mean, they don't really start going towards that high protein stuff until it's going to get cold. So, you know, when it's a pretty mild weather and it's not, you know, super, super cold, you know, you can kill a goose, anymore you can kill one in the backyard the way these things are around all these buildings and stuff, and that's where they go. But ducks are expensive. You got to have the food, you got to have the water. There's a lot more that goes into it on being able to hold those ducks, I should say. Now there's public places you can go, but you got to have the water and you've got to have the food for the ducks. And so when I say food, you know, flooded corn, millet. You know, Arkansas down there is a lot of rice, you know, flooded beans. I know a lot of guys this year, they killed them in flooded timber.
Oh, wow. So when all the years you've been part of goose hunting, have you guys, do you guys track them, or do you guys, you know, keep logbooks of what happened last year, when they came in, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Dad, he kept a logbook forever, and I know right down there at our farm, there are several spots on the two before or something, you know, along going all the truss, you know, the studs or something that he's got written down, you know, to be, well, that whole season, you know, he'll be keeping, you know, they killed this man, and he'd write it down every day. And it's the last 2 years has been pretty bad. We've had a lot of water. The rivers has been out several different times. I know it's just now went back down. And it's when you get a lot of water like that on the ducks, it spreads them out, and it makes you think you don't have any ducks. And there'll be two here and three here and eight over here, and there's a lot of ducks, but there's a lot of water too. So, but yeah, it's the logbooks. I mean, it's definitely. I mean, he would keep, you know, the barometric pressure. He would he'd keep a log of, you know, the cloudy, sunny, the wind, which way the wind was blowing. The barometric pressure has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. He would keep a log of it, and it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat to go back and look, and you know, you're thinking, well, this, you know, we haven't even fired a shot today, and you know, 5 years ago, well, we killed, you know, X number, you know, and it was there's, you know, it's just pretty cool to look back like that.
Talking to Hunter Grounds, a great family legacy of goose hunting here in the Midwest. Your father was Tim Grounds, who was tragically killed in an ATV accident. But the website, timgrounds.com, I think is still the best place. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's probably the best place to still go and learn about your father's legacy and purchase the goose calls and the duck calls and, you know, learn about all that knowledge that he picked up and has been able to share over the years. Is that the best place to, you know, to buy the goose calls and you know, get all that information? Timgrounds.com,
Timgrounds.com, or you know, your Bass Pro Shop, they've got them. They've got them as well. And you know, if anybody wants to has any questions at all, they're more than welcome. Don't hesitate to give us a call at the shop. Be more than happy to talk to you. That's 618-983-5649, and we're more than happy to help you. You know, anybody out there with any questions, you know, if I have any problems with calling, anything that has to do with the duck or goose call, we're more than happy to help them out.
That's great stuff. Hunter Grounds, thank you so much for your time. Make sure you check out timgrounds.com. And next year, or maybe not, maybe we don't even wait that long, but when season rolls back around, we'd love to get you back on and talk about some tips for people, hopefully especially that are getting into the sport for the first time.
I'd be honored. I appreciate that.
Sounds good, Hunter. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you soon. You bet. All right. We got to take a quick break, but we've got plenty more Second Amendment Radio to go. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory is in studio with us. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Is this the one you picked for Aaron?
No.
So
I picked this one for myself.
Hey, so you see when all that red is showing up, that means it's clipping. It means it's too loud.
That's bass, bro.
You saw Bo and I immediately reach over and start turning the dial down.
Man,
it's because we're
bringing...
old.
Well,
it's too loud.
I'm not old. You're old.
I'm looking at a different meter, and I didn't clip not all the time.
I'm looking at a different meter. I don't know. I mean, my angle here, it was like red and just stayed there.
Distortion is your friend.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Big thanks again to Hunter Grounds for his time in that last segment. If you missed it or you need to hear it again, don't forget to download the podcast of this show. It's absolutely free. And as we mentioned in the last segment, you can get it at the radio.com app. And don't forget that you can download not only the show's podcast, which you can actually get before the show airs. We have the podcast ready every week on Fridays, but we also now have the new podcast exclusive, which is content that is not on the show. This week, it's with our friend Alex Salzman from the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and we'll be releasing those podcasts every Monday. So you get two different chances every week to get a fresh podcast from us here at Second Amendment Radio, so make sure you are checking that out again, all on the radio.com app.
And since the exclusive podcast is exclusively on the pod, never going to be on our terrestrial radio station.
That is correct.
Will there be cussing and drinking?
There can be.
Okay, good.
There
good.
Can just be cussing and drinking.
And smoking. And,
yeah. Yeah. They are definitely.
But not that funny stuff they just legalized over in Illinois.
Definitely a little more freedom from the FCC on those podcasts. So make sure you are checking it out. And yeah, as I mentioned, Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory is here in the studio with us. One of the things that we are talking about. Alex Salzman on the podcast exclusive this week is some of the stuff that is happening in the Missouri legislative session. And, you know, obviously politically right now, we're in a election year. We're going through an impeachment process. Of course, we're going to be having a governor election here in the state of Missouri. For you at the store.
Oh, I was going to tell you a funny Alex story.
Oh, please do. Oh,
okay. So,
please do.
So Alex, you know, so Alex and I have known each other for, I don't know, quite a while now, but before we even opened the store. So I was texting her. I said, hey, are you in Virginia right now? And she goes, I am.
Yeah.
And I said, well, hey, FYI. And I started.
This was during the Amendment march a couple
weeks
ago.
And I started sending her all this stuff because, you know, I'm a pilot and stuff. So I was like, you know, there's a TFR up and there's like, this is going on. And here's some pictures from Twitter. They were bringing in like these like freaking tanks and these like up armored like Bobcats with like the things that expand to like corral people. And I was like, so just be careful. And she sends me the thing from South Park when they had the. Like the Red Dawn takeover, and it says "Avenge me." I was like, already planned on it. Don't worry. You know,
so. As serious as she is, she does have a great sense of humor.
Yeah,
she
does.
She's pretty cool. Yep. So I do like Alex and value her friendship and everything very, very much. But
yeah, and she's definitely fighting for your Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. So
the Missouri Firearms Coalition.
Yeah.
They call it a no compromise.
Yeah.
Second Amendment rights advocacy group.
And so, she'll send me stuff. Hey, you know, what do you think of the language of this? You know, like the current text as it is in the revised statutes, and I'll send her some notes back. She'll, well, we want to do this. You know, what do you think? And so her and I, you know, collaborate back and forth, and they give them, and she said this on the show, you know, we get 24 hours notice or less on whether they're going to hear a bill. Yeah. And so she'll be texting, hey, what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like 10 o'clock at night. It'd be like, well, what do you got going on? Well, can you make it to Jeff City? Maybe.
Right.
Like, let me look.
Yeah.
You know. So she's pretty fun, to say the least. And I really like working with her on the gun bill stuff. And, you know, we've had other, you know, like Nick Schorer and other reps in here. And I've been like, hey, man, you should probably do this as a law. And then, you know, now we have the Aaron Tarlow bill making its way through the legislature. And so, you know, Alex and I, and somebody is like, hey, what do you want to do? And I was like, I might get into more advocacy. You know, Alex has got a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah.
And
with all that extra time you have.
Yeah, I don't. Really?
Yeah,
so
okay.
I mean, I'd have to commit, you know. But you know, you can't be a paramedic till you're 70 years old. But I could be an advocate,
right?
You know,
sure could.
So I might.
So
you know.
At the store and just in the community in general, do election years have? Do you see a bump in sales? Do you see people?
Yeah. So,
what effect does the legislative session, possible law changes, you know, people think like, okay, laws could be changing or leadership could be changing. What does that do for the business?
People come in and they try to feel us out. And it's like, you shouldn't be feeling us out. I mean, we're just here to sell stuff, right? So, I mean, because you come in and, you know, I'm always pretty optimistic of, you know, well, this is Missouri and we've always been a pretty free state and we're going to continue to be a free state. But there's been a lot of stuff coming out where the governor, who's not an elected governor, keep in mind, he replaced Greitens.
Yeah. He's running for his one and only time.
Yeah.
He can't run again after this.
Thank God. So hopefully he doesn't get elected. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But he has posted or put out a lot of anti-gun rhetoric. And supporting a lot of gun control stuff. And for somebody who's supposed to be, you know, right-leaning, it's pretty insane. And he's echoing, you know, like the mayor of St. Louis, Lyda Crewson, and he's echoing the city manager for St. Louis County, where they're like, hey, we need to do this and this. And it's like, well, that's already done federally.
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that. So, you know, there's been this. I didn't know we would go down this route today. By the way,
well, I'm hardly on here.
There's
so
been
I mean,
this.
We gotta do it quick.
Every week.
You know,
but there's you know, this groundswell right now of bringing Eric Greitens back to run for governor in 2020. So you would, it sounds like, somebody else. You know, I mean, you wouldn't rather see a Democrat win, would you?
No, you're out of your mind. And the current guy we've got in, he's also...
How do you really feel about Tony?
Everybody's freaking insane, and I'm looking at it and like, you got a clean house, okay? We've got an out-of-control mayor in St. Louis City. We've got an out-of-control prosecutor in St. Louis City. We've got an out-of-control city manager in St. Louis County and associated prosecutor. I don't know if you saw it, but they double-booked a trial and a child murderer walked free. Okay? Freaking set me off. I'm not going to go on the rant here. Mm-hmm. So you got St. Louis City, all forms of government and law enforcement out of control, and the same thing with the county. You got this, the state, sorry, man, I'm getting ready to bust a freaking blood vessel in my brain, who has passed Senate Bill 5, which has done all this reform, made criminals feel safe. You got the state Senate or state Supreme Court who has made it where there's no more bail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you commit a crime, you can get released. I'll give you an example. Guy stole a Spire truck, went on a two-state police chase with freaking helicopters and state police and county police and city police. They arrest him. They release him 24 hours later. He's down at Harrow-Stowe University, steals a unwed mother, okay, with two kids, who's in college's car, who's working two part-time jobs. So I don't have a problem with him stealing the Spire truck. I mean, like, it's wrong, right? But it's a corporation. They got other trucks. But then he goes out and he actually victimizes who we're supposed to be protecting in society, mm-hmm. right? Not only just, like, protecting, like, a citizen, but, like, the most delicate of the delicate, like somebody who's trying to better themselves in school, who's single, and a mother who's working two part-time jobs. Who needs more protection than that? I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just baffles my mind. Well, then they catch him again, and he's out 24 hours later. It's like, you're kidding me.
You are ready to be an advocate.
No, dude, it's horrible. So, you know, I just see all this stuff out of control.
So what do people do?
I asked Alex this same thing. People can listen to this show and hear all of the rant that's going on. But how does a normal civilian that supports the Second Amendment, how can they get involved to be a part of this fight?
Right. So, you know, now we have the governor, we have members in the Senate, members in the House, we're talking state level, the Supreme Court, we have a major city and county in the state who want to take your Second Amendment right or way to protect yourself. Meanwhile, you've got, and you talk to the cops. I was actually just talking to one the other day. I thought it was one of my buddies, so I pulled up, scared him. That's long story. Sorry there, officer. So if he listens. So him and I were talking. He goes, you know, these criminals are getting emboldened. I said, yeah, I agree. I told him everything I just told you. And he goes, you know, you're right. You know, I go, I know I'm right. I generally don't talk unless I'm right. So then... But he goes, we're seeing them migrate further and further and further out. You know, Sheriff Marshak's even said it, too. They ain't coming from Jefferson County. They're coming from North St. Louis County and the St. Louis City and East St. Louis because they know they can come over and they can be safe. So now they want to take your Second Amendment right away. Well, you know, when you're doing car, you know, just checking to see if cars are unlocked and trying to rob them, you're only one step away from a home invasion or, hey, that guy's trying to get into that house. I'll just go put a gun up to his head. You know, the one guy that went out and approached the guy in his driveway started getting shot at. So these criminals are armed. They do not value your life, okay? They're killing kids in St. Louis County and St. Louis City. What do you think they're going to do to an adult? But we're going to take away your Second Amendment rights because you're too immature to have a gun.
Perfect place to leave it. And check out the podcast exclusive where we will continue these types of discussions with Alex Salzman from the Missouri Firearms Coalition. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make you all fight.
Yeah, no, you're good. I mean, if we had another half hour or an hour, we could really develop.
Well, that's what's great about this exclusive because it sounds like you want to cuss. And on the podcast, you may have the ability to do that.
Well, you know, invite me in for an exclusive. You might hear Aaron start dropping some words you've never heard. I'm going to try not to.
That's going
to
do it. Make sure you check
grounds.com or, you know, your Bass Pro Shop. They've got them. They've got them as well. And you know, if anybody wants to has any questions at all, they're more than welcome. Don't hesitate to give us a call at the shop. Be more than happy to talk to you. That's 618-983-5649. And we're more than happy to help you. You know, anybody out there, any questions, you know, if I have any problems with calling, Anything that has to do with a duck or goose call, I'm more than happy to help them out.
That's great stuff. Hunter Grounds, thank you so much for your time. Make sure you check out timgrounds.com. And next year, or maybe not, maybe we don't even wait that long, but when goose season rolls back around, we'd love to get you back on and talk about some tips for people, hopefully especially that are getting into the sport for the first time.
I'd be honored. I appreciate that.
Sounds good, Hunter. Thanks so much for your time. We will talk to you soon. You bet. All right. We got to take a quick break, but we've got plenty more Second Amendment Radio to go. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory is in studio with us. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Is this the one you picked for Aaron?
No. So I picked this one for myself.
Hey, so you see when all that red is showing up, that means it's clipping. It means it's too loud.
That's bass, bro.
You saw Bo and I immediately reach over and start turning the dial down.
Man,
it's because we're
bringing...
old.
Well,
it's too loud. I'm not old. You're old.
I'm looking at a different meter and I didn't clip that one time.
I'm looking at a different meter. I don't know. I mean, my angle here, it was like red and just stayed there.
Distortion is your friend.
Mm. Yeah.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Big thanks again to Hunter Grounds for his time in that last segment. If you missed it or you need to hear it again, don't forget to download the podcast of this show. It's absolutely free. And as we mentioned in the last segment, you can get it at the radio.com app. And don't forget that you can download not only the show's podcast, which you can actually get before the show airs. We have the podcast ready every week on Fridays, but we also now have the new podcast exclusive, which is content that is not on the show. This week, it's with our friend Alex Salzman from the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and we'll be releasing those podcasts every Monday. So you get two different chances every week to get a fresh podcast from us here at Second Amendment Radio, so make sure you are checking that out again, all on the radio.com app.
And since the exclusive podcast is exclusively on the pod, never going to be on our terrestrial radio station.
That is correct.
Will there be cussing and drinking?
There can be.
Okay, good.
There
good.
Can just be cussing and drinking.
And smoking. And,
yeah. Yeah. They are definitely.
But not that funny stuff they just legalized over in Illinois.
Definitely a little more freedom from the FCC on those podcasts, so make sure you are checking it out. And, as I mentioned, Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory is here in the studio with us. One of the things that we are talking about, Alex Salzman on the podcast exclusive this week, is some of the stuff that is happening in the Missouri legislative session. And, you know, obviously, politically right now, we're in a election year. We're going through an impeachment process. Of course, we're going to be having a governor election here in the state of Missouri. For you at the store...
I was going to tell you a funny Alex story.
Oh, please do.
Oh, okay. So,
please do.
So Alex, you know, so Alex and I have known each other for, I don't know, quite a while now, but before we even opened the store. So I was texting her. I said, hey, are you in Virginia right now? And she goes, I am.
Yeah.
And I said, well, hey, FYI, and I started...
This was during the Second Amendment March a couple weeks ago.
And I started sending her all this stuff, because you know, I'm a pilot and stuff, so I was like, you know, there's a TFR up, and there's, like, this is going on, and here's some pictures from Twitter. They were bringing in, like, these, like, freaking tanks and these, like, up-armored, like, bobcats with, like, the things that expand to, like, corral people, and I was like, so just be careful. And she sends me the thing from South Park when they had the... like the Red Dawn takeover, and it says "Avenge me." I was like, already planned on it. Don't worry. You know,
so, as serious as she is, she does have a great sense of humor.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Does. She's pretty cool. Yep. So I do like Alex and value her friendship and everything very, very much. But
yeah, and she's definitely fighting for your Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. So
the Missouri Firearms Coalition.
Yeah.
Is they call it a no compromise Second Amendment rights advocacy group.
And so she'll send me stuff. Hey, you know, what do you think of the language of this? You know, like the current text as it is and the revised statutes, and I'll send her some notes back. She'll, well, we want to do this. You know, what do you think? And so her and I, you know, collaborate back and forth, and they give them, and she said this on the show, you know, we get 24 hours notice or less on whether they're going to hear a bill. Yeah. And so she'll be texting, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? You know, it'd be like 10 o'clock at night. I'd be like, what do you got going on? Well, can you make it to Jeff City? maybe.
Right.
Like, let me look.
Yeah.
You know. So she's pretty fun, to say the least. And I really like working with her on the gun bill stuff. And you know, we've had other, you know, like Nick Shore and other yep. reps in here. And I've been like, hey man, you should probably do this as a law. And then you know, now we have the Aaron Tarlow bill
mm-hmm.
Making its way through the legislature. And so you know, Alex and I and I somebody is like, hey, what do you want to do? And I was like, I might get into more advocacy. You know, Alex has got a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah.
And
yeah, with all that extra time you have.
Yeah, I don't. Really?
Yeah,
so
okay.
I mean, I'd have to commit, you know. But you know, you can't be a paramedic till you're 70 years old. But I could be an advocate,
right?
You know,
sure could.
So I might.
So
you know.
At the store and just in the community in general, do election years have? Do you see a bump in sales? Do you see people?
Yeah. So,
what effect does the legislative session, possible law changes, you know, people think
right.
like, okay, laws could be changing or leadership could be changing. What does that do
for
the business?
People come in and they try to feel us out. And it's like, you shouldn't be feeling us out. I mean, we're just here to sell stuff. Right. So, I mean, cause you come in and, you know, I'm always pretty optimistic of, you know, well, this is Missouri and we've always been a pretty free state and we're going to continue to be a free state. But there's been a lot of stuff coming out where the governor, who's not an elected governor, keep in mind, he replaced Greitens.
Yeah. He's running for his one and only time.
Yeah.
He can't run again after this.
Thank God. So hopefully he doesn't get elected. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But he has posted or put out a lot of anti-gun rhetoric. And supporting a lot of gun control stuff. And for somebody who's supposed to be, you know, right-leaning, it's pretty insane. And he's echoing, you know, like the mayor of St. Louis, Lyda Crewson, and he's echoing the city manager for St. Louis County, where they're like, hey, we need to do this and this. And it's like, well, that's already done federally.
It's interesting to hear you say that. So, you know, there's been this. I didn't know we would go down this route today. By the way,
well, I'm hardly on here.
There's
so
been
I mean,
this,
we gotta,
yeah,
we gotta,
no,
we gotta, we gotta do
you're
it
on
quick.
Every week.
You know,
but there's you know, this groundswell right now of bringing Eric Greitens back to run for governor.
Good.
In 2020. So you would it sounds like.
Well,
like
I,
to support
I mean,
somebody else.
You know,
I mean, you wouldn't rather see a Democrat win, would you?
No, you're out of your mind. And the current guy we've got in, he's also.
How do you really feel about Tony?
You know, listen, you know, he's, you know, everybody's freaking insane. You know, and I'm looking at it and like, you got a clean house. Okay. We've got an out of control mayor in St. Louis City. We've got an out of control prosecutor in St. Louis City. We've got an out of control city manager in St. Louis County and associated prosecutor. I don't know if you saw it, but they double booked a trial and a child murderer walked free. Okay. Freaking set me off. I'm not going to go on the rant here.
Mm-hmm.
So you got St. Louis City, all forms of government and law enforcement out of control. And the same thing with the county. You got this, the state, sorry, man, I'm getting ready to bust a freaking blood vessel in my brain, who has passed Senate Bill 5, which has done all this reform, made criminals feel safe. You got the state Senate or state Supreme Court who has made it where there's no more bail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you commit a crime, you can get released. I'll give you an example. Guy stole a Spire truck, went on a two-state police chase with freaking helicopters and state police and county police and city police. They arrest him. They release him 24 hours later. He's down at Harrow-Stowe University, steals a unwed mother, okay, with two kids who's in college's car, who's working two part-time jobs. So I don't have a problem with him stealing the Spire truck. I mean, like, it's wrong, right? But it's a corporation. They got other trucks. But then he goes out and he actually victimizes who we're supposed to be protecting in society,
mm-hmm.
right? Not only just like protecting like a citizen, but like the most delicate of the delicate, like somebody who's trying to better themselves in school, who's single and a mother who's working two part-time jobs. Who needs more protection than that? I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just baffles my mind. Well, then they catch him again and they he's out 24 hours later. It's like, you're kidding me.
You are ready to be an advocate.
No, dude, it's horrible. So, you know, I just see all this stuff out of control. And then.
So what do people do? We have two minutes to go.
And this is a good point. Because I asked Alex this, the same thing. People can listen to this show and hear all of the rant that's going on. But how does a normal civilian that supports the Second Amendment, how can they get involved to be a part of this fight?
Right. So, you know, now we have the governor, we have members in the Senate, members in the House, we're talking state level, the Supreme Court, we have a major city and county in the state who want to take your Second Amendment right or way to protect yourself. Meanwhile, you've got, and you talk to the cops. I was actually just talking to one the other day. I thought it was one of my buddies, so I pulled up, scared him. That's long story. Sorry there, officer. So if he listens. So him and I were talking. He goes, you know, these criminals are getting emboldened. I said, yeah, I agree. I told him everything I just told you. And he goes, you know, you're right. You know, I go, I know I'm right. I generally don't talk unless I'm right. So then, but he goes, we're seeing them migrate further and further and further out. You know, Sheriff Marshak's even said it too. They ain't coming from Jefferson County. They're coming from North St. Louis County and the St. Louis City and East St. Louis because they know they can come over and they can be safe. So now they want to take your Second Amendment right away. Well, you know, when you're doing car, you know, just checking to see if cars are unlocked and trying to rob them, you're only one step away from a home invasion or, hey, that guy's trying to get into that house. I'll just go put a gun up to his head. You know, the one guy that went out and approached the guy in his driveway started getting shot at. So these criminals are armed. They do not value your life, okay? They're killing kids in St. Louis County and St. Louis City. What do you think they're going to do to an adult? But we're going to take away your Second Amendment rights because you're too immature to have a gun.
Perfect place to leave it. And check out the podcast exclusive where we will continue these types of discussions with Alex Salzman from the Missouri Firearms Coalition. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make you all fight.
No, you're good. I mean, if we had another half hour, we could really develop.
Well, that's what's great about this exclusive because it sounds like you want to cuss. And on the podcast, you may have the ability to do that.
Well, you know, invite me in for an exclusive. You might hear Aaron start dropping some words you've never heard. I'm going to try not to.
That's going
to
do it. Make sure you check out the podcast, theradio.com app. It's absolutely free. For Bo Matthews and Chad Ellis, big thank you to Aaron Tarlow for coming in this week. I'm Tony Colombo. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.